listening to WMUC. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Claire Kilborn, and this is my show, Final Girl. Before we get into the music today, let's hear a quick PSA.
Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Alrighty, everyone. Thank you for listening to that important PSA. The Campus Pantry is such a great resource and has come in handy so much this semester. I love to also volunteer there. They do really great work. Okay, today is the last episode of Final Girl, just for the semester. Not ever, just for the semester, because next week is busy with exams, and I actually won't be in College Park next Monday. I'll be in Washington, D.C. getting wingos with Myla and American University friends. So I thought for today's episode that we would do, I actually just changed what I was going to do about 10 minutes ago, and I thought that we would do some of my favorite songs that were released in 2025, because Music Team is doing their annual ranking of all albums, like top 25 albums released this year, tonight. And so that kind of inspired me to do that on my own show. So we're going to be talking about, I don't know how many albums it is, because I have like two songs from a couple albums because I just couldn't pick. There's been such good music this year. But I have 15 songs that I really enjoyed from this year that I'm going to play for you all tonight. And some of these you'll know. I might have played them before on the show. And some of them are new. Yeah, 2025 has been a good year. It's been a really eventful year. But I'll have some more eloquent thoughts on the year in a few minutes. To start off, one of the most anticipated albums for my friends and I this year was the new Lorde album. Virgin was released in 2025, obviously, but it was released in June, at the end of June. And I really liked it. I think that I like some of her other projects more, but it was a good album nonetheless. One of my favorite songs is Current Affairs, and that's what we're going to play right now. All right, this is Current Affairs by Lorde, and I hope you enjoy.
Would you dive to the ocean floor? just to take my pearl.
Everyone, so those were the first two songs. Oh, here are my headphones. I was like, where did the headphones go? All right, so the second one was, of course, Fiona Apple's cover of Neil Young's Heart of Gold. This came out maybe in March or April, and I've just been obsessed with it. I love the original song, but you guys know me, like, I'm the number one Fiona Apple fan. And I think that it's just so beautiful. I've played it before on the show, but it like genuinely was one of my favorite songs released this year. So I had to play it again. Those are kind of the two slowest songs that I'm going to play today. Originally, I was going to do like a party episode, but then I got inspired by Music Team Best of 2025 ranking. So I was like, let me switch the concept, but we'll have some semblance of a party at the end. But the next song that I'm going to play is something I actually really recently discovered, but I really liked it. It came out this year, and well, I needed another song to fill the time. So this is Century by Sword 2. They're an Atlanta-based band. They're super cool. And this album actually just came out a few weeks ago on November 14th. So this is Century by Sword 2, and I hope that you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
right, everyone. Okay, so let's see. The second song that you heard was none other than Wound Up Here by Holdin' On. This is by Wednesday from their album Bleeds, which was released in September. This is one of my favorite albums from this year. I really love Wednesday. They've been like a WMUC favorite for like years now. But this album was really good. I'm going to play another song from it actually later on in the show. And I don't know, I think Wound Up Here by Holdin' On is one of my favorite, like it is my favorite song from the album, that or Candy Breath, which I'm going to play later in the show, spoiler. I just think that their storytelling is so like incredible. In a lot of the songs, there's it, like just the way that it's such like vivid imagery in every single Wednesday song, and that's something I really appreciate, and not to mention it sounds cool too, which is always nice when an artist can kind of strike a good balance between being really creative and like quote unquote deep or like intentional, and then also like have the skills to like produce the song in a way that's really well, in a way that's really good, and then like taking that imagery and the music and producing it together. least eloquent thought about good music, but that's okay. And then the last song that you heard was a new release by Pretty Sick, who I love. I was playing some of her old stuff a lot this year, but I really do like this new song. Pretty Sick had a couple releases in 2024 that were really good, but at the end of 2025, we have something, so maybe something early 2026. The next song that I'm going to play is one of my faves from this year also. I got really obsessed with Bass Victim this year, I think starting in January. That's when I started getting obsessed with a lot of these artists. I'm going to play a Jane Remover song later on in the show, and I think, yeah, Jane River and Bass Victim are like two artists that I was introduced to by my friends here at the radio. And I'm so glad because I didn't really like know about them before. And now I listen to both of their musics like all the time. This is from Bass Victim's new album. They're a little bit controversial, just because like they have no filter. I was making a joke about this to someone, but some, like, I don't know, it's just funny. But this song, 27A Pitfield Street, is really good. It's from their, it just came out a few weeks ago. Yeah, October 10th. And this is becoming, like, the most popular song on the album for a good reason. Like, it's really great. And yeah, we've got a couple of, like, fun ones up next. So this is 27A by Pitfield Street. 27A Pitfield Street by Bass Victim, and I hope that you guys enjoy this one just as much as I do. Okay. Cast on the way, get them going, don't wait on. Girls about to come, let's get in. We've done waiting, rolling windows down, sunrise sky, London's empty. Open up your phone, order more, vibes amazing. You know where to go, what you miss, cause you're lazy. Open up your phone, cause you know, getting hazy. Answer to my call, FaceTime us, smiley wasted. Calm, there's no loss, only boy that you had sex with. Order up the girls, pick them up, let's act crazy. Get with your phone, dealer's down, he ain't patient. Bitch, you gotta grow, he ain't down, he got places to go. Stay back, his lover makes him wait up. He's not having fun, he's
never get that. Smoke a little flat, always full where we all hang out. Trash a little hot, where we fight and we make up. Welcome if we roll, bitch, I'm never gonna forget that. Attract your pain right for when you're in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, but I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside, around right next to you. I'm going stateside, but I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
You get jumped.
Everybody. Okay, so the second song you heard was, of course, Stateside by Pink Panthers from her album Fancy That, released in May. I love this song. I think it's so much fun. I wouldn't call myself a Pink Panthers stan since the beginning, but I've always wanted the best for her. And when everyone was making fun of her for like performing with her little purse on stage, I was like, you know what? No, I see it and I hear you and I get it. But this Fancy That is so good. There's so many hits on it. And this is like on my party playlist. Whenever I hear this, whenever someone is like, oh, I'm having a party, like add to the playlist. Like I'm adding this song because I know everyone's going to sing to it. It's so much fun. And she's like really leaning into the whole, like I'm British and this is my American boy. Like it's so cliche and I love it. I think it's really fun. And then the last song I played was Choke Enough by OK Lou. This was released in February, and I really like this album. I really didn't listen to OK Lou before this album, and we talked about it at Music Team, I think, and I was like, oh, I really like the song. I should check this out. And then I did, and now I'm like obsessed with it. I think it's like such a cool sound. It's very bubbly to me. I don't really have anything more eloquent to say about that song, but OK Lou's super cool. She's French. The next song I'm going to play is another Lorde song. I'm going to play Broken Glass. This is from the same album. This is from Virgin, released just a few months ago, and I think this is probably my second favorite song on the album. It's a pretty popular one, and yeah, I hope that you guys are enjoying this. And then after that is another Wednesday song that I'll talk about a little bit later. So we've got our repeats right next to each other. Okay, this is Broken Glass by Lorde.
Mystique is dead. Last year was bad. I let myself get sucked in by arithmetic. Felt great to strip. New waist to hip. I hate to admit just how much I paid for it. Did I cry myself to sleep about sweat hours a week about that. Compete about that. Lose my freak about that. Huh. All of the above.
I wanna punch the mirror. Scared to quit, loosen my grip. It's tough to admit just how much I get from it. When I cry myself to sleep about that, cheat about that, getting too deep about that. When I sweat hours a week about that, compete about that, letting her treat me like that. I think that's love.
I wanna punch the mirror to make her see that this won't last. It might be months of bad luck, but what if it's just broken glass? Spend my summer getting lost in math, making way took all I had. Won't outrun it if you don't hit.
Just a face.
Broken glass.
Just a face.
Okay, hey everyone. I realized that I didn't like talk enough about the Lord's song, but it keeps doing this. My like silence keeps cutting out. I'm gonna fix that over break. But I forgot to say this before the song, but I really appreciated the song. I think on this record, Lord is really open about a lot of like her kind of internal struggles and her struggles with fame. I think in Solar Power, she talked a lot about like being fully healed and like coming to terms with herself. But in a lot of interviews, she was saying she was going on, she was like, oh, a lot of that was just kind of a facade and that wasn't all that was happening behind the scenes. And so I just really appreciate the honesty. And I think that so many people can like relate to putting up a facade and then actually having that not be true. So that's what I appreciate about that song. Okay, next is Candy Breath by Wednesday, another one from Bleeds and one of my favorites. Enjoy.
Piercing, brought away into good content.
All right. Okay, that second song, so it was Candy Breath by Wednesday, and then Dolphin featuring Shy Girl by Earth Eater. I think Sarah introduced me to an Earth Eater song earlier this year, and then Shy Girl was featured on the Brat Remix album last year, so I'm a fan of both artists. I think they make just really cool sounding music. So now we're like getting into the party kind of the party segment of the last episode, and I don't have that much more time and I want to play a lot of the music, so we'll just get into it. The next song that I'm going to play is Dancing With Your Eyes Closed by Jane Remover. This is from Revenge Seekers, released in April. This is one of my favorite concerts that I went to, although the pit was like a lot of annoying men. Jane Remover is such a good performer, and I really enjoyed this song, so I hope you guys do too. Final Girl, Final Party, Dancing With Your Eyes Closed by Jane Remover. Enjoy.
Dreams that you had, I promise, baby, I just want to make sense. I'm about to crash with my people in the bed.
Promise I like it like that. Promise I like it like that.
a miracle. You're not New York, not the licking heart. LA spiritual. I just can't stand when people talk that they're a therapist. But you're worse on that. They come from God. I can't compare to it. I try and
All right, everyone. Again, you've been listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Claire Kilborn, and this has been my final episode of Final Girl just for 2025. I'll be back in the new year with lots of good music for you guys. I'm going to spend a good amount of winter break researching. The second to last song you heard was Music by Underscores, released in June, and then the last song you heard was an FKA Twigs song, Striptease, which was released in